This year, Dylan Alcott was awarded Australian of the Year, recognizing his efforts in sports and advocacy for Australians with a disability. While this is a good step on the way, some media organizations are still not representing this sector of the community. Free resources like the Disability Reporting Handbook are available for journalists, but instead journalists keep accentuating the negatives of a disability. I started asking Disability Affairs Officer from Media Diversity Australia, Lisa Cox, her thoughts about the media misrepresenting people with a disability.
Roughly 20% of Australians with a disability, and by misrepresenting us, it gives not only the disability community, but also the non-disabled community, just a woeful representation of what we're all about. And I know when I first acquired my disabilities, I thought we were either all Paralympians or just I had this view of what my life with disabilities was going to be about. Even though I had friends in the community and knew people with disabilities, it really just didn't help anybody. It helps nobody because the media plays such an important role in shaping everybody's views.
In your opinion, how diverse and inclusive are newsrooms across Australia, you think?
Anecdotally, they're not that inclusive. And I say anecdotally because there's currently not data to show us how many people there are. There are some stations which are better than others, and we know the stations that are better. And it's not all about which presenters are in front of the camera. It's also about the newsroom staff that are behind the camera as well, the writers, the cameraman, and all the editors behind the camera, and writing the stories as well. So it would be great to see more stuff in the newsrooms, not just in front of the camera, but of course you can't be what you can't see. So I would love to see more people in front of the camera and visible to the wider audience. And that helps not just people with disabilities, but also people without, to know that we are capable.
What are some of the issues you see in the newsrooms when reporting stories on Australians with a disability?
I suppose the very narrow stories that we are reported on, it's often when we see people with disabilities, it's about the NDIS or government funding and healthcare and things like that. Very rarely do we see someone with a disability on a panel talking about parenthood or climate change or something that's got nothing to do with disabilities, just everyday things. But all of the people I know with disabilities, which is quite a few, they have everyday interests, cycling and all of those sorts of things. But we don't see them represented in the media and being interviewed on those everyday things, even though that's what their interests are. The media only presents their interests as being about NDIS and those sorts of things. So it would be great to see them on panels or whatever it may be, talking about the interest outside of those things.
And it's very interesting because this year we had Dylan Alcott as Australian of the Year and championing for Australians with disabilities. So it's very interesting what you're mentioning there. How can newsrooms change their attitudes towards Australians with a disability to better report on their issues?
So they can begin behind the scenes. They begin in their hiring practices. There are some wonderful writers out there. I know a few of them who write really great content. Begin their hiring practices. That also begins with, you know, universities having disabled journalists, putting journalists in front of the camera as well. But also with their stories, as I was saying before, don't just at tax time, don't just interview someone for the budget, an accountant who is able-bodied. Interview, look, hunt down, it may take a little more searching. Find an accountant with disabilities or find a baker or somebody with disabilities. Go out in search of, if you want a particular person, find one with disabilities. And again, that helps.
Now, besides the changes in the newsroom, how can us, the community, help to minimize the stereotypes of people with a disability?
Engaging with people from the disability community, and if they're a business, for example, and want to undertake a project around inclusion, don't just assume that they know what's best for the community. to download the handbook if you are a media professional who is after more information about how to represent people with a disability in your content, because it can be a bit trickier.
That was Disability Affairs Officer from Media Diversity Australia, Lisa Cox.